Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Make sure you're tuning in here in just about 10 minutes. Preds Pick the Click coming up, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. We'll have your opportunity to guess the goal scorer for tonight's game and potentially win a prize pack, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. So make sure you're tuned in for that. But speaking of the Nashville Predators, right now we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our man Adam Vingen from The Athletic. Adam, what's going on, man? How are we doing?
Don't believe the hype, guys.
Oh, that's yeah.
My Tennessee joke for the day.
Oh, well done. Nicely done, Vingen. Oh, it's been quite the morning here on the show. Josh Heupel, and we'll see what happens with that. But good news last night for the Nashville Predators. They find a way to get it done. They tie the game in the third period. Great shot by Mikael Granlund. Josi wins it in overtime with another Bobby Orr impression. What did you think of the Predators overall in the game last night against Chicago?
Well, thank goodness they won, because I was afraid that the Twitter mob was going to take over Bridgestone Arena with their pitchforks and torches based on my Twitter mentions last night. It was a greatest hits compilation of Predators fan grievances on the internet last night before the Predators won that game. So thankfully, for that sake, they did win. Look, I thought they were the better team throughout. They had a significant advantage in shots. They had a significant advantage in offensive zone possession time. The penalty kill continues to stink. The power play continues to stink. Other than that, though, everything's great. but I think, look, it was a big game for them. It was a big win. Chicago is not a great team. I think that was evident at various points throughout last night. You know, because you're playing the same teams, you know, throughout the season, you know, games against Chicago and Detroit specifically, those are your get right games. Those are the teams you need to beat. It wasn't pretty, but they did it. Now, of course, they need to do it again tonight. At 6:30, I may suggest. So if anyone listening turns on the radio or the television at 7 and sees that the game's already halfway through the first period, it's your own fault.
That's correct.
It's a 6:30 game, everybody. This is your warning. But if they can build off of certain aspects of last night's game, I think they'll be fine.
Can we get 6:30 every time? That would be huge for us.
Maybe.
I would love some 6:30 on the regular.
I would like every game to be at noon.
Yeah, start at noon.
Fair. Yeah, your Twitter feed was a little bit on fire last night, Vingen, including if you lower your let me make sure I read it correctly. Guys, if you lower your expectations, then you will never be disappointed. But that's
what I told myself in the dating world before I got married.
I was going to say, be careful there. Tread lightly, pal, because
yes.
you're definitely an out-kicking the coverage kind of guy. You know, all due respect to your good looks. But we're going to turn this into ripping Vingen. We've been ripping Josh Heupel all day. but here's my question. I was kind of winding around to Vingen. 2-4, 3-3. It's six games. It's one game difference. But how different, like, how would today feel if they had not come back? How important was that for this team early on just to not get caught in some kind of panic and for the outside world to not, like you said, just sort of be going way downhill on this team?
Not even Josh Heupel would have saved the Predators from the hot takes you have gotten on the air today.
Ooh.
if they had lost last night's game. Oh, man, you mentioned my Twitter feed being a cesspool. And now I admit that I kind of bring it on myself. I like to get people worked up. But, you know, there was a lot of Roman Josi's not a good captain. John Hines is a bad coach. David Poile is old. Like all of, I mean, there was even a James Neal, Cali Yarncroke mention in there from
gosh.
4 years ago. Get over it. Anyway, the point is that I think it's great for both, you know, the people watching the team and the team itself. But look, and you and I talked about this on the phone yesterday, Joe, before the game, that before the season started, the Predators were projected to be a bubble team at best. So if you would have told me after six games that they were going to be 3-3, I would have said that's exactly where I would have expected them to be. And that doesn't mean that you can't be disappointed in certain aspects of their play, because of course you can. But, you know, this fan base has been conditioned over the past several years to think that this team is a Stanley Cup contender, and rightfully so. They went to the Stanley Cup final, they won the President's Trophy, but you know, this season is not that. This season is not like those other seasons. I mean, this team is not a bona fide Stanley Cup contender. I mean, I think they're a playoff team, so you can have those expectations. But I think I think the fan base at large needs to alter their expectations when it comes to this team. You know, you can still be mad at things when things don't go well, but don't think of this team as a legitimate championship team, because they're probably not. So, I mean, as long as you lower your expectations, you will never be disappointed. And that can be applied to anything in life, not just watching this hockey team.
Adam Vingan from The Athletic on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Adam, Mikael Granlund, he's come back in, 2 goals in 3 games. And you had an interesting tweet last night that I agree with, saying, you know, since the coaching change, John Hines has come in, Mikael Granlund's been by far the best forward from the Predators. Why do you think that's been the case? Why do you think he's been so much different under John Hines than Peter Laviolette?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, he has 13 goals now over, you know, a season plus since the coaching change, which leads the team. And I asked John Hines about it after the game last night, and he said, look, I'm not giving him this ice time just because I'm giving it to him. He's earning this ice time. And you look at the minutes last night, you know, he had just under 20 minutes of ice time last night. I think he was at like 1958, to be exact. Really, when you look at, it's night and day, mostly in terms of usage. I mean, Mikael Granlund was an afterthought under Peter Laviolette in terms of time on ice. Then John Hines comes in, and Mikael Granlund ascends to the top of the leaderboard in terms of forward time on ice. And, you know, he's right around there, you know, through, you know, 3 games. I mean, as John Hines says, he's a smart player. He's a crafty player. He works his butt off. I mean, there's a lot to like about Mikael Granlund. I mean, I know that he hasn't overall, you know, lived up to the player that he was in Minnesota when the Predators made that trade a couple of years ago, but he is a very good player. And, you know, the tweet you're referencing last night that I said was that he is the best forward since the coaching change, and I don't think it's even that close. Like, I think Mikael Granlund is sort of in a class of his own. And I think that's great. I mean, you need that. You need that secondary scoring, playmaking threat, and you have that in Granlund. He scored a big goal last night, a really nice shot, and he helped set up the Roman Josi winner, too. So, you know, I think it was good that they were able to come together and re-sign because you're seeing the effects of that.
I mean, what about Philip Forsberg?
I mean, Philip Forsberg is good, but I think Mikael Granlund has been more consistent than Philip Forsberg since the coaching change.
Okay, all right. Pekka Rinne, I hadn't even thought about this, and actually both of you guys tweeted his quote last night. It feels good to win a hockey game. I mean, I didn't even thought about the fact that it was February.
Yeah.
Last time. But, I mean, obviously, you know, you think about the stoppage and the bubble and everything, but how big was that? How much do you think this team rallies around that? And what do you think of him so far?
Well, we all know that how much this team loves them some Pekka Rinne, and what's not to like. He, you know, he's meant a lot to this franchise. He's a quality human being. And I'm absolutely sure that the players were stoked last night to win that. It had been since February of last year that he had won a game. His last two starts of the regular season, I believe, was an overtime loss to Chicago and then the disastrous game against Edmonton, the Leon Draisaitl 4-goal game, which was his last start of the season because he did not play in the bubble and did not play in the regular season after that. So it had to feel good for him. You know, I think he's been good. I mean, he made some huge saves last night. With that pile up in the crease, you know, that was, you know, he started that with a couple of saves, and then his teammates basically dogpiled him in the crease to make sure the puck didn't go in the net. You know, so it was a team effort. But, you know, he is the emotional leader of this team. I mean, and I have to imagine that the players that know him know that this could be it. I think they want to give him as much positive vibes as they possibly can. So I think it was a great win personally for Pekka in terms of feeling good about himself. Not that there's much not to feel good about yourself if you're Pekka Rinne.
Adam Vingan from The Athletic has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road.
Hey, I'm sorry, real quick. Did I ask you about fixing the T on my keyboard yesterday, Vingan, when we talked?
No, what's wrong with the T on your
keyboard? It doesn't work. What do I do?
get a new keyboard?
He's a lost cause.
Dang, I mean, it's
unbelievable to watch the old man try to operate over here today.
I think you should write a Tennessee column about Josh Heupel without using the letter T. I think you can do it.
We'll see if you can pull that off.
Love letter has two T's in it.
The NFC Ballin ears.
Yes.
There you go.
Be very, very well done. Adam Vingan from The Athletic has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex. Adam, appreciate you taking time to join us, man.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
All righty. And speaking of the Nashville Predators, it is that time of the day. Time for Preds Pick the Click. Be the first caller at 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025, and you'll have your opportunity to guess your Preds Pick the Click, the goal scorer for tonight's game against the Chicago Blackhawks. If you get it correct, you win a prize pack brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.